On Friday, July 18th, at approximately 3:35 p.m., the Fredericton Fire Department and police force responded to a call at the Old Hart Shoe Factory on York Street, which is now a residential apartment building. Kevin Clark, who was on the first floor of the building when the fire alarm went off, described the first moments of the incident.
There was smoke throughout the whole building, which brought the fire department because the alarms went off. And then we came outside and we noticed all these people. They pulled a guy out of here about 15 minutes ago. He left bleeding. He's got blood all over him. Looked like he'd been on fire. So something bad had went down for sure.
Mark McVicker was trying to get home on public transit before the police rerouted his bus, which usually travels up York Street. He got off the bus to see what was happening.
And there's broken glass from the third floor, and the police are standing with like guns staring at the building. One ambulance left about 30 minutes ago. No lights on, but one left, so nobody really knows what's happening.
An official statement from the Fredericton Police Force said, quote, "Members of the Fredericton Fire and Police Departments responded to a smoke alarm call in the building on York Street. Upon arrival, first responders located a male in distress. Police assumed control of the situation and initiated appropriate safety protocols. While on the scene, officers were also called to assist with an unrelated medical incident within the same building. One male was taken into custody in connection with the initial call. Police cleared the scene at approximately 4:05 p.m. End quote. Clark elaborated on the intensity of the police response.
The fire department arrived first, and then the cops were soon to follow. And I think every cop in town came.
I was going to say, how many cops did you count?
There was a lot. There was like 5 or 6 in the back parking lot. There's been 3 at one time. Now it's down to 2. The whole force showed up. It's kind of the safest place to be right now, actually. Don't go to Queen Street. There's no cops downtown.
We couldn't confirm that the whole Fredericton police force was present. However, according to eyewitnesses, officers on scene were armed with rifles. Other officers were seen in plain clothes and unmarked police vehicles.
I've only been here 7 months. I came back to Canada about a year ago. I was living overseas for 20 years. So I'm not used to this type of thing, to say the least. I lived in Asia for 26, 27 years, and it's illegal to have guns there. So even for the police to like have a gun like I see over there, it's very, very, very unusual.
The number of officers on the scene certainly made an impact on the residents of the building.
We don't usually have this much chaos downtown. It's just really unnerving that that's going on, and it makes me feel sad for the guy. It really does.
CHSR reached out to the Fredericton Police Force to confirm the injuries that Clark described and to elaborate on why over a dozen armed officers responded to a fire alarm. But they did not respond with a comment in time for publication. I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.